morning, and open your Bibles, please, at 1 Corinthians 11. You'll notice that I haven't got the verse from 1 Corinthians 11, just more to do with space on the sheet than anything else. But if you open your Bibles before we get into the Catechism of 1 Corinthians 11, just so you can compare the verses. So question 81, this is the second last question of our Catechism. Question 81 reads, what is required to the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? What is required to the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? It is required of them who would worthily partake of the Lord's Supper that they examine themselves of their knowledge to discern the Lord's body, of their faith to feed upon Him, of their repentance, love, and new obedience, lest coming unworthily they eat and drink judgment to themselves. And even as we read the answer to that question, we're confronted with not only the importance of the Lord's Supper, but in so many areas of our soul's experience, how important it is to partake of the Lord's Supper. Not just for the elements themselves, or indeed primarily for them, but for what they do for us, what they remind us of, and what they drive us to in our experience, in our fellowship with the Lord Himself. The first requirement, and again we are reminded of that word worthy or worthily, if we're going to be worthy partakers or worthy participants of the Lord's Supper, it's important, first of all, that we examine ourselves. This is the primary thing that we are to do. We are to examine ourselves before we come to the Lord's table. Before we come, and indeed as we come, and as we partake of the Lord's Supper, we are to examine ourselves in a number of different ways. First of all, of our knowledge to discern the Lord's body. Therefore, 1 Corinthians 11, 28 and 29 read, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread. And I've said to you many times that it's a wrong place to come to. I can't, there's a word I'm trying to think of, it's going in my head, but it's a wrong conclusion. That's the word I was trying to think of. It's a wrong conclusion for a believer to examine themselves and then not eat of the bread. Okay? Many believers do that. Many believers examine themselves and then don't eat. The scripture never tells us that. The scripture says, examine, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Do you get that? There's nowhere in scripture where it tells us to examine ourselves and then not to eat. The only thing that the scripture forbids is not examining ourselves and then eating. It doesn't condemn examining ourselves and eating, and it doesn't require examining ourselves and not eating. That's important, because there's so many believers. I used to fall into that trap myself. There was times in the past when I was in a backslidden state, and I came to the service on the Lord's Day, and I would say, well, because I'm backslidden, I won't partake of the Lord's table. Well, where does Scripture tell us that? Where does Scripture tell us, because we're backslidden, we don't partake? If we're backslidden, we need to partake of the Lord's Supper. For it's the Lord's Supper that will bring us back to the Lord. Once we know, once we have examined, once we have discerned the Lord's body, and once we realize where we are in relation to the Lord, then we can partake of the Lord's Supper. And verse 29 says, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, in other words, without examining himself, eateth and drink damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. But then not only are we to discern our knowledge, to discern the Lord's body, but secondly, of our faith to feed upon him. Our faith, in other words, we must be believers. We must be faithers, as one describes it. We must be believers. We must be those who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. So the point really is here that the only reason we don't partake of the Lord's table is if I genuinely conclude that I'm not a believer. If I've examined myself, I don't believe I am truly a Christian, well then I don't partake of the Lord's table. But if I am a Christian, and I've examined my knowledge and faith, not my perfect obedience, for nobody, none of us, if we're waiting for perfect obedience, none of us will be ready. But if I have that knowledge and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I am ready to feed. And I like the way the Catechism puts it. It's, we are ready then to feed, not upon the bread or upon the wine, but we're ready to feed upon Him. Then thirdly, of repentance. Have I repented? 1 Corinthians 11:31 reads, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. I love that verse. What a wonderful verse. Have I passed judgment on myself? Have I said, I am the sinner? I am the one who is worthy of God's judgment. I personally am guilty before God. That's what that verse is saying. And if I have passed judgment on myself, if I have declared myself to be the sinner, well then I am ready to partake of the Lord's table. But then also of love in verses 18 to 20. Verses 18 to 20. For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper. Do we love one another? Do we come to partake of fellowship in the Lord's Supper together? Or are we coming for selfish reasons? Am I coming with right motives? These are all the things. And if I find in myself a sin in this area, before I partake of the Lord's table, I confess it before God. And then, a new obedience. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 8 reads, therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The Lord Jesus Christ said, unless our righteousness surpasses the righteousness of the Pharisees, we shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. Do I have a sincere obedience? Do I have a truthful obedience in the Lord Jesus Christ? And then finally, lest coming unworthily, they eat and drink judgment to themselves. And the very well known words of verses 27 reads, wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So what is required to the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? It is required of them who would worthily partake of the Lord's Supper that they examine themselves of their knowledge, to discern the Lord's body, of their faith, to feed upon Him, of their repentance, love, and new obedience, lest coming unworthily they eat and drink judgment to themselves.